لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And listen, dear brothers, every single person in this world, especially among the Muslims, looking for that certain amal, the certain special action that will make me the favorite of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The young boy, whether he has the jazba, the zeal, he wants to become the favorite of his parents, or involved in some relationship, falling in love with someone, he wants to become the beloved. He has a lot of love in his heart right now, enough to spread around. So he wants to become the favorite, whether the favorite of the ustaz, of the teacher, whoever it may be. But a believer, he wants to become the favorite, the beloved, of the creator of all the lovers and the beloveds. He wants to become the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I want to become the favorite. Person has a sheikh, he wants to become the favorite. Person is in a class, the ustaz is there, I want to become the favorite. Whether youngster in school also, I want to become the head prefect, I want to become the monitor, I want to get to the top of it. This jazba, this zeal, this fervor should be in the heart of every believer. I want to become the favorite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah must love me. I am looking for that special, special action. How many times you hear brothers saying to people in the family, to a senior person, to a grandparent, or to an ustaz, or to the sheikh, request for special du'as, at special time, at tahajjud. How to become the special one? How to become that favorite one? And the favorite of all the favorites, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, خاتم النبيين إمام المرسلين سيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة للعالمين. The most favorite, the Habib of Allah تبارك وتعالى. كليم الله, the one that spoke to Allah تبارك وتعالى, موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. روح الله, the spirit of Allah. جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام blew the spirit of عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام into the body of مريم رضي الله تعالى عنها. He became the روح الله. Dhabihullah, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, became the sacrifice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And from all of them, the most favored, the most beloved, the title given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibullah. And we are the ummah of that Habib of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How do I become the beloved? This I should ask myself all the time, Ya Allah, how do I become your beloved? That Allah becomes a lover, I become the beloved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very easy for us. If you want to become the beloved, then become the beloved of my beloved. Do the work of my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his work? We are the workers of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We already have a degree. We already have a title. We are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever Nabi alayhi salatu salam did is most beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. His seerat and his surat, his inner and his external, his inner and his outer, his internal and external. Every single ada, every single qawl, every single fi'l, every word, every speech, every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For us as believers in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe that he is the last Nabi. He is the final of all Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. And the flag will be given to him on the day of Qiyamah. He will be the one to go into sajda before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam will be held a skeleton on the day of Qiyamah. And every one of them will be saying, go to Ahmad, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Go and ask him to intercede. The Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, the special ones, chosen ones, ma'soom, sinless. On that day, they will be helter-skelter. They will be restless, barashan, in distress. They will go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he is the beloved of Allah. So how much more effort we should make to become the beloved of the beloved of Allah, to become beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The things of dunya are beloved to us. I love my family. I love my car. I love to scroll on the internet, different cars. And how to update, how to upgrade my home also, all the time. Infinite, endless scrolling and shopping. I love these things. I love, this is my hobby. I love my sports. I love my fast cars. I love my phone. I love electronics. I like digital. I love this. How would this pukar and nida to come from the heart? I love to become the beloved of Allah. When I'll become the beloved of Allah, when I make this a focal point of my daily life, from the time I wake up in the morning till the night, I see what was the action of the Habib and beloved of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that will make me the beloved of Allah. Which action, which time, when it will happen, that I will do it at that time, and Allah will call out, he's become my beloved. And ulama say the first step to become the beloved of Allah, the first step, and very simple, to become the beloved of Allah, sabko chhod ke, leave everything behind. All my baggage and all my sins and all those blockages that are blocking my ta'alluq, and blocking my connection to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, now to give it up. Whether the apps, whether the phone, whether some business dealing, whether some illicit relationship, layani, vanity, useless things I'm involved in, that's taking me away, that's making me unmindful of where I should be going, what I should become. I see everything behind. And all we have to do, so simple, so simple, today the day of Jumu'ah. We are looking for that amal to become the beloved of Allah. We all are looking for that investment of life. That I'll make this investment of life for life, now I can relax. Now I made it. I made the deal finally. We are looking for that deal with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How difficult, how easy, how simple. Dunya is a difficult place. Who to trust, how to trust, whether I can trust. But I can trust with my entire existence, my entire heart, my entire body. I can trust Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and my Allah jalla jalaluhu. Give them my life. Make tawbah today. Unfortunately, we'll find the salam is made at the end of Salatul Jumu'ah. And we're rushing back, no sunnats. No time to recite Tasbih Fatimi, which is sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam after every salah. 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. I don't know that amal will make me the beloved. I stuck the deal for life. Ali radiallahu anhu, when he learned this wazifa, 6 times in a day, after every salah and before sleeping also. Authentic hadith. When he learned this, and he taught this to his students, and then they quizzed him and they asked him, Ali radiallahu anhu, during the battle of Jamal, the battle of the camel, when the battle raged for the entire night, did you get a chance? Did you make amal upon this sunnah? Before going to sleep, to recite this again. This is the 6th time in the day. Subhanallah 33, Alhamdulillah 33, Allahu Akbar 34. He says, even at that time also, when the battle was raging, I broke away, I lay down one corner of the battlefield, I recited this wazifa and back into the battlefield. How to become the beloved of Allah? I don't know which amal it will do. But myself and many of us, unfortunately, after Salatul Jumu'ah also, my wazifa have to get back to work. We have a work already. When you will give more time to the deen of Allah, Allah will twist our dunya for us. We have to make that intention. Who is my boss? Is the one above. He is the lord of the land. I am not any landlord. He is the lord of the land. It belongs to him. I have to tap into his system. The sunnahs after Jumu'ah, 4 rakat sunnah, then 2 rakat sunnah. When I'm rushing away from Allah, but I want to become the beloved of Allah. When I want to become her beloved, I saw her only one time. And I sent the proposal. He proposed, she said yes, and now we got the 2 teams. And now he's having down the lane every day, just to get a glance at her. Read it one time, read our sunnahs, leave the glance at her, Allah will glance at us. My beloved has taken our time to recite that wazifa, that tasbih that my beloved read, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is simple things of life, my dear brothers. To take out the time after Salatul Jumu'ah, before Asr, the 4 rakat sunnat. All these simple sunnats but power packed. It was the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the creator of the universe. I love this app, I love that car, I love that phone, I love my business, I love my family. Who gave me all these beloved things? Through whose barakat I got it? The barakat of Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a mu'min. Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned, la yu'minu ahadukum. That you cannot be a perfect believer. You cannot be a perfect believer. The wife has to ask, do you love me? Say, yeah, I love you. And then ask her, do you believe me? She says, no. I don't. If really you love me, then you listen to me. What I tell you, you will do. I don't believe it. Maybe 50%. Before was more, now is less. Going ahead, maybe more or less. And the feelings change. I don't believe you. Little child, 3-4 years old, Nana, Dad will ask, you love me? He said, no, I don't love you. What do you say? But I don't believe you. I know you love me. To ask that question to Allah, Ya Allah, you love me. Ya Allah, I love you. Allah says, where's the proof? Ya Allah, I love, I want to become yours. I want to become the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Really? La yu'minu ahadukum. You cannot be a real believer. That really I believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all his entire life and all his sunnahs, I believe that this will make me the beloved of the creator of the universe. That he will love me. When love is there, then all the flaws and all the defects and all the shortcomings are overlooked. The young boy is in love, no matter what the wife will do, now he overlooks everything. Now he says love. It's only muhabbat. He'll open the door, he'll close the door. Eat with the same plate, from the same glass. It's only love. When we will become the beloveds of Allah, when I'm eating my food, I'll be conscious my Allah is feeding me. The beloved is feeding me right now. My lover is feeding me. My Allah is feeding me. The taste is different. The taste is absolutely different. The life will become different. My eating, my drinking, my sleeping, my work, I'm living as a beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, you cannot be a true believer. You cannot be a true believer. I have to ask myself, that hadith is not for somebody else, it's for me. Nabi of Allah is telling me, you cannot be a true believer, although you say, I believe. I believe in Allah, I believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I believe in every command of Allah. Allah said, lower the gaze, I believe I have to lower my gaze. Allah says, segregation, you cannot sit together. The brother-in-law is likened to a maut, alhamu al-maut, you cannot sit together at the table, I believe in the command of Allah. Allah says, you cannot take riba and interest, insurance and everything else, I believe in Allah. Where I heard this from the Mubarak mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his ahadith. I believe. Allah says, you cannot be a perfect believer. حتى أكون أحب إليه. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام said, you cannot be a perfect believer until I do not become more beloved to you, بوالده, than your parents and your children and entire mankind. You love me more than everybody else. Then your iman is complete. What's the proof that I believe? I am studying, I'm searching, I'm looking, and I'm making dua, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnat. Ya Allah, we make this dua. Ya Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnat. I want to learn every sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From head to toe, the type of headgear he wore, the type of topi he wore, more than 250 narrations, more than 250 narrations in regards to only the headgear, the topi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what type he wore. All documented. Whether burnus, whether high, whether low, what color, winter, summer, traveling. All documented by Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We saw him wearing a very high topi during safar and travel. That sitting on camel back from right behind, the last rider could see him also. In the same high one, the type of headgear and topi he would use as a sutra, he put in front of him during salah. So someone could pass by him. During winter, what type of burnous he wore? He wore a single garb, a single kurta, like a woolen one, with an attached hood to it. That's called a burnous. What color it was, flat head, whether it was high. All documented. I want to become like him. More than 250 riwayat and narrations, the type of hat Nabi alayhi salatu salam wore. That hat will make me the beloved of Allah. The riwayat are explicit, the hadith are there of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It's all compiled together. How he wore his kurta, how he made his wuzu, till the khilal of the beard, that after he washed his face 3 times, then he would take water, he would pick up his beard a bit, he would throw water in there, and he would make khilal. That to sunnat. I'm looking for one sunnat that will make me the beloved of my Allah. I'm looking for such a sunnat nobody's doing right now. I'm searching, I'm looking, I want to become the beloved. Like how I want to buy something exclusive for her, nobody has it. Because I love her. Nobody has this in the market right now. I'll order it online also. Exclusive. I want to become the exclusive of Allah. The favorite of Allah. I'm looking for these sunnats. Ya Allah, teach me every sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether in my salah, how to stand before Allah, how to make the ruku, how to make the sujood, what du'as to read. In jalsa, in qawma. حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِي I'm still sufficing upon my maktab du'as. The desire hasn't come, I want to learn some extra du'as during salah also. Between the two sajdas, اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني وعافني واهدني وارزقني. What beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After I finish my salah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfir. I'm making istighfar sunnat. Istighfar for what? Ya Allah, my salah was not according to your expectation. Ya Allah, forgive me. The du'as after salah. Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dal jalali wal ikram, la ilah. Different du'as to be read. Whether I read loudly, whether I read softly, whether I read it after the farz, whether I read it after the farz, after the sunnat. I want to learn these du'as. How to perfect my namaz. To become the beloved of Allah. Subhanallah. I ordered a special exclusive dish for tonight. I told the wife, tonight is, make this for me tonight. Tonight we'll have a sumptuous supper. And she makes it as you like it. With the parsley and the mushroom and the steak and how I want the entire thing done. Served with the chips on the side. I said, this was supper tonight. And the smile you give her, I said, what a menu it was. And the venue also and the company also. And then you tell her also, make all the du'as for her. May Allah bless you, keep you happy. Jazakallah khairan. Because she made you happy. And how will you brag the next day also? Upload the pictures also. What a supper last night was. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. When we will do, as Nabi Ali Salatu Salam did, exclusive amal. Every amal is exclusive. We can imagine the reaction from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If I became so happy with my wife, and now she has to ask for anything, done. You take care of me like this, what will I not do for you? Do for Allah, become the favorite of Allah. Ya Allah, teach me every sunnah. Give me love for every sunnah. Give me love for every sunnah. I love the sunnah. I want to make amal upon it. I can't leave it out. Love for every sunnah. Like how I love my sports, and I love my cars, and I love my hobbies. Ya Allah, give me the love for every sunnah. I heard the sunnah, I can't leave it. Deep love for it. You cannot be a true believer until I am more beloved to you, that you love me, you love every sunnah of mine. We make these du'as, Ya Allah, teach me every sunnah. Give me love for every sunnah. Give me the divine ability to feel, to practice upon every sunnah. No matter where I am, whether airborne, whether on the road, whether at the station, whether at the airport, Allah, I cannot leave out any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether bismillah before eating, sitting on the plane, everyone's eating with fork and knife. My Nabi of Allah also taught us, eat with a fork and knife. But my fork is superior, my 3 fingers. Your fork, you can't feel the temperature, I can feel the temperature. Your fork will hurt your gums and your teeth. Mine I can maneuver it. Your fork, whether it's washed or not, I know I washed mine. Your fork may be made in China, Germany. Mine is Allah made. And the cherry on the top, my fork is Sunnah of Habib, the beloved of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I don't need your culture. That will make me the favorite of Allah. Give me tawfiq and divine ability to make amal and practice every sunnah wherever I am. The fourth dua, Ya Allah, accept my health, my wealth, my time, my resources, my family, my home, my business, my life, my children, my progenies. Ya Allah, make them and accept us for the service of the sunnah in the world. That you revive the sunnah by speech, by action. Now we can say, La yu'minu ahadukum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you cannot be a true believer. Somebody says, I don't believe you. You feel hurt? You don't believe me. Believe me, I'm not lying to you, I don't believe you. Qiyamah's day will be asked. Really, you loved me? I don't believe you. Your outer appearance couldn't be like mine. Whether it be your headwear, whether it be your headgear, whether it be your hat, whether it be your beard, whether it be your pants above your ankles, your sunnahs after Salatul Jumu'ah. The only speed dial, the only contact on the day of Qiyamah is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody else. Yeah, I can have everyone on my speed dial. Whether the police station, whether Home Affairs, whether some contact here, I just want to make one phone call. I know him. I know them. I'll make the phone call. Qiyamah says there's no phone call. There's only one network. There's only one service provider. It's Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'll be the only one. I don't know which sunnah will make that contact. Which sunnah on the day of Qiyamah will pull me through. You cannot be a true believer until I'm more beloved to you. Then your family, then your children, then your parents and everyone. Whether your hobbies, whether your sports, whether your home, whether your gardening, whatever it may be, I'm more beloved than everything to you. Then on the day of Qiyamah I can say, O Nabi of Allah, I really loved you. And you wait for the reply, I believe you. I believe you. You are a true believer. To give up all my haram, to become the beloved of Allah. The first step, ulama say, the first step, I may be sitting here right now, but the sunnahs are not in my life. I want to become the favorite of Allah, exclusive. Relationship with my Allah, direct. One deception, my dear brothers. We say, that I'm a gunegar, a sinner. Where I can do these things? Where I can make dua? Don't think bad of Allah. I don't have to become such a pious person for Allah to listen to me. No. It's so simple. At-ta'ibu habibullah. Once a person makes tawbah, sitting here right now, Ya Allah, I repent to you. I haven't believed as yet. I want to believe. I want to be a perfect believer. And I want the complete lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, I make tawbah. From this Jumu'ah I will start already. His lifestyle is my lifestyle, which is the most beloved lifestyle. Up to date, that is the trend. That will be the trend right till we put our foot into Jannat. That will be the brand name, Sunnat. That will be the trend. I make tawbah now, from today, from after my Salatul Jumu'ah, then my Sunnat will start, my Sunnat namaz is also. I can't leave it out. It's exclusive, will make me the favorite. Once I make tawbah, At-ta'ibu habibullah, a person who makes tawbah, from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah calls out that he's returned, he's become my beloved. He's become my beloved. I want to become your favorite, not her favorite or his favorite. I want to become your favorite. Oh my Allah, I'm yours, everything is mine. Where that will start from? One sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, لا يُبْنُ أَحَدُكُمْ. You cannot be a perfect believer until your desires do not conform, until your desires within your heart do not conform to that which I have brought. Externally, internally, I've loved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. This is muhabbat. Externally, whatever my desires are, is in conformance to what Nabi alayhi salatu salam brought, what is his fikr, what was his day, what was his night, what were his sunnats, my miswak, during my wudu, sunnat du'as to be read after that, before eating, when you go for lunch, where the rice came from, where the meat came from, where the spices came from. Allah didn't forget me. I forgot my bismillah. Allah said, I still love you. But you don't believe that you should love me. But I love you. I sent this food for you with love. From and to. Enjoy it. Relax thereafter. What will happen inside, I'll take care of it. All you have to do, recite the du'as, you become my beloved. I love you whether you love me. Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding, my dear brothers. This is true life. That I have the desire, Ya Allah, I want to become your beloved. I want to have the exclusive relationship with my Allah. I don't want to become a big wali of Allah. Allah will make us, inshallah. But all I have to do is make tawbah now. Ya Allah, I repent for my past life. I haven't understood. That one sunnah after my salah, 3 times astaghfirullah, tasbih fatimi, 3 times subhanallah, 3 times alhamdulillah, 4 times Allahu Akbar, read my sunnah, ayatul kursi, one sunnah. I'm bringing into my life, it will pull more sunnahs, and I'm climbing up the ladder, and becoming the most closest one to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the cherry on the top is durood sharif. Today is the day of durood sharif. And the simplest durood, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. I'm tapping the door of the road of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Ya Rasulullah, I haven't forgotten you. I haven't forgotten you. And his dua is still there for me. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability, my dear brothers. Take one sunnat kitab. This is one beautiful sunnat kitab. The beloved sunnat of the beloved Nabi. Alayhi salatu salam. Pocket size. Read one sunnat every night to the family. Let's practice this for the week. Then ask the children, have you done this? Next week is next sunnat. In that we will be coming closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers don't have the copies. They can contact us. It's on the PDF also. Send it to the family. Let's start one sunnat. That will make me the exclusive favorite of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.